أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفرأيتم ما تمنون أنتم تخلقونه أم نحن الخالقون؟ نحن قدرنا بينكم الموت وما نحن بمسبوقين على أن نبدل أمثالكم وننشئكم فيما لا تعلمون. ولقد علمتم النشأة الأولى فلولا تذكرون. أفرأيتم ما تحرثون أنتم تزرعونه أم نحن الزارعون؟ لو نشاء لجعلناه حطاما فظلتم تفكهون. إنا لمغرمون بل نحن محرومون. أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون؟ لو نشاء جعلناه أجاجا فلولا تشكرون. أفرأيتم النار التي تورون؟ أنتم أنشأتم شجرتها أم نحن المنشئون؟ نحن جعلناها تذكرة ومتاعا للمقوين. فسبح باسم ربك العظيم. صدق الله العظيم.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Most respected ulama, elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, few verses from Suratul Waqi'ah were recited. Suratul Waqi'ah is the 27 juz of the Quran Kareem. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to recite Suratul Waqi'ah every night. When Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the last moments of his life, Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to visit him. So Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, Ma tashtaki? Generally when a person is ill and sick, you ask him that which part of your body is aching and paining. But Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave a different reply. What is paining, what is aching of me is zunubi, my guna, my sins, and not fulfilling the huquq and the rights of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Such a great illustrious sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but his focus is on how he's going to answer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala then asked him, Ma tashtahi? What is that you desire? So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, Rahmat Rabbi, the mercy of Allah. Then Uthman radiallahu ta'ala then told to him that you have daughters. Let me make arrangement for some provision from the Baytul Mal for you. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, I don't require that. I have advised my daughters that every night before sleeping they should recite Suratul Waqi'ah. For I heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, من قرأ سورة الواقع كل ليلة لم تصبه فاقة أبدا. That person who recites Suratul Waqia every night, such a person will never be afflicted with poverty and financial difficulties. In Suratul Waqia, the verses that were recited, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to four manifestations of His power and His Qudrat. The first, the origin of mankind. The second, origin of food. Third, origin of water. And fourth, origin of fire and any other forms of development for the sustainability of mankind. In the first verse, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. When there is a spousal relationship, when the husband and wife copulate, and when there is the water that comes out from the male and fertilizes with the female, and Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created such a beautiful human being with two beautiful eyes, two beautiful ears, with a mouth, and the five senses, a perfect human being. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala asks a question, أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Did you create that human being or did I create that human being? It's a rhetorical question. The answer is obvious that only Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala could create the human being. Then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala asks the second question, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَزْرَعُونَ. When a farmer, he sows the seed into the ground, the seed germinates, and the crop grows. Allah asks the question, أَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ زَارِعُونَ. Did you grow the crop or did we make the crop grow? Third question, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Do you see the water that you drink? We just open the water, we drink the water and we quench our thirst. أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Did you bring the water down from the clouds or did we send the water from the clouds? And the fourth question, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ. Do you see the fire that you kindle? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ. Did you make the tree grow or did we make the tree grow through which fire burns? In this, Almighty Allah Tabarak refers to four great ni'mat and bounties of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. A human being, and for the survival of the human being, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created food and created crops from the ground. For the comfort of a human being, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created water. And for the sustainability and development of mankind, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created fire. And in today's time, fire is a form of industry, is a form of development, is a form of sustainability. Whenever Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala won, Allah can take away these ni'mats. Allah can take away these bounties from us. It just causes one person's spit to be infected. For it to spread from Wuhan to China, and from China to the entire world, in a short period of time, the entire world was engulfed. And to date, almost 30 million people have been infected with the virus. Some of them passed away, some of them survived, but generally 30 million people have been infected just with one person's spit being infected. And through that, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala deprived the people of food, water, development. The entire world has come to a standstill. This is the power, the might and the qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And it is a time for us to reflect. The ni'mat and the bounty that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given to us, how much shukr did we make? It only now when we are deprived of the ni'mat and bounties, it jolts our thinking. That what we were enjoying, we took them for granted. Now it is time for us to reflect and appreciate the ni'mat and the bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is pleasing to note that now we are approaching level one. And the lockdown is now coming to an ease. We make Allah dua that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala remove this lockdown from us completely and we enjoy the ni'mats and bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The worldly bounties and the deeni bounties. One very effective way to come out from this lockdown with complete ease, with khair, with barakat, with afiyat, apart from making tawbah and istighfar, is for us to ponder and reflect on some good deed we have done solely for the pleasure and the ridwan of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and use that good deed as a medium to ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to remove us from this difficulty and from the hardship. And for that, I want to share with you one hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith appears in Bukhari Sharif. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَرَجَ ثَلَاثَةٌ يَمْشُونَ فَأَصَابَهُمُ الْمَطْرُ. Three people were traveling and they got caught up in a storm. فَدَخَلُوا فِي دَارٍ فِي غَارٍ فِي جَبَلٍ فَانْحَتَّتْ عَلَيْهِمْ صَخْرَةٌ. These three people, they then took refuge in a cave, and whilst being in a cave, a huge boulder came and locked the entrance of the cave. A total lockdown for them. No food able to come in, no water, no air, nothing. Total lockdown in a cave. And they knew that they are only going to be left to die, no means of survival. So in a state of desperation, all three people, they had iman, so some said to the other and suggested, "Ud'u Allah bi afzali 'amalin 'amiltuhu." Every one of us make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala through some good deed that you have done and beseech Allah tabarak wa ta'ala through the good deed that you have done for Allah to remove us from this difficulty and from this calamity. So, from the three, one of them made dua, Allahumma, in kana li abawan shaykhan kabiran, فَكُنْتُ أَخْرُجُ فَأَرْعَى ثُمَّ أَجِيءُ فَأَحْلُبُ فَأَجِيءُ بِالْحِلَابِ فَآتِ بِهِ أَبَوَيْ فَيَشْرَبَانِ ثُمَّ أَسْقِي أَسْتِبْيَ وَأَهْلِي وَإِمْرَأَتِي. So Allah, I had two elderly parents. Every day I used to go out and I should graze the sheep. I should then come home, milk the animal and present the milk to my parents before I could pay attention to my wife and my children. One day, I got delayed. And by the time I returned home, my parents were already asleep. I still milked the animal, I took the milk and I stood by the bedside. I did not want to wake them up. Right until they woke up and then I presented the milk to them. So this person says, "Oh Allah, if I have done this solely for your pleasure, to get your pleasure and your happiness, Oh Allah, open up this cave and let us get a sight of the sky." Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accepted his dua and the boulder moved a little bit. The second person makes dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You say, "Oh Allah, Allahumma in kuntu ta'lamu anni kuntu uhibbu imra'atan min banati ammi ka ashaddi ma yuhibbu rajulu an-nisa." Oh Allah, I had a cousin sister, but I had a lustful liking for her, like how a man would have a lustful liking and attraction for a woman. So one day I approached her to fulfill my carnal desires, and she said, "No, until you don't give me 1,000 dinars, gold coins." He says, "I worked hard to earn that money. I exerted myself purely with the intention that I would give her 1,000 dinars and I could fulfill my carnal desire with her. When I earned that money, O Allah, I presented that money to her and We were both undressed. And I was about to fulfill my carnal desires with her. This woman in that state told to me, Ittaqillah. Fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Imagine at that time and point, for a person to exercise restraint requires a very high level of taqwa and Allah consciousness. He said, O Allah, when this woman told me to fear you, I thought about you and I withdrew from this woman. If I have done this only for your pleasure, O Allah, remove us from this difficulty and hardship. The third person made dua and he said, O Allah, Allahumma in kunta ta'lamu anni ista'jartu ajiran bi farq min zurra fa'atituhu. Oh Allah, I had an employee. And I had to pay him with a measure of corn. There was some dispute that took place. He left me and he went away. So I took his corn. I sowed the seed in the ground. And when the maize grew, over a period of time, with the proceeds of the sale of that maize, I bought cattle, I bought a shepherd, and his wealth grew. After some time when this person came to me and he told to me that you owe me my money, I work for you and pay me my fees, I told him take this cattle and take the shepherd. Whatever is all the wealth that is there, it belongs to you. So a person told to me, don't make a mockery of me, I only want what is due to me. He said, everything belongs to you. Now imagine at that time, where a person grew somebody else's wealth, he made an effort behind it, and for him to give everything away. And we know what is an attachment to wealth. A person is attached to his wealth for a person to give everything away. He said, O Allah, if I have done this solely for your ridwan, I have done this solely for your pleasure, O Allah, remove us from this difficulty, remove us from this hardship. The boulder moved more, and all three were able to come out from this complete lockdown. From this hadith, we learn some important lessons. Whenever we are faced with any difficulty, any hardship, then apart from making tawbah, making istighfar, giving sadaqah, charity, also make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala through the medium of any good deed that you may have done. And with the barakat of that good deed, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala rahmat and mercy comes down. And we also learn from this, wherever we get an opportunity to do some good deed, solely for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then do it. You will never know when that good deed will come to your risk, it will come to your rescue and remove the difficulty and hardship from you. And apart from that, there are three good deeds that are very, very effective in invoking the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The first is to be good to your parents. Serve your parents. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi, he quotes this hadith and he mentions that this, when a person, he serves his parents, he becomes mustajabud da'wat. His du'as are readily accepted. Sometimes we got a habit, we say so and so buzruk came, other buzruk to make du'a. That's good in his place, you can become a buzruk by your own self. Serve your parents, get the rahmat and mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you'll become mustajabud da'wat. The second effective way of gaining the rahmat and mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, control your nafs, control your desires, exercise restraint. See how that person, totally unclothed, about to fulfill his carnal desire, and when that woman told to him, ittaqillah, fear Allah, the consciousness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala was overwhelming that it suppressed his passion and his desire and he exercised restraint. That invokes the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the third, which is very, very important. It's very easy for us to exercise taqwa in a masjid. It's very easy for us to exercise taqwa in our houses. But the challenge of our taqwa is in our muamalat, in our dealings. How does the employer deal with his employee? How does the landlord deal with his tenant? How does the creditor deal with his debtor? That is where the attraction of wealth, and at that time when a person is sympathetic to his debtor, when the landlord is sympathetic to his tenant, when an employer is considerate to his employee, then that actually invokes the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So may Allah tabaraka grant us tawfiq and hidayat to take lesson from this hadith and always continue doing good amal, good deeds. We will never know what will come, help us and assist us at the time of our need. In the dunya, in the qabr, in the akhirat. May Allah grant us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسقط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهل واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخواني من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيتي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين
التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم نستغفر الله لا إله إلا أنت ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تحنن على أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الفقر وقنا عذاب الدين ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم اجعل قبورنا روزة من رياض الجنة اللهم اجعل قبورنا روزة من رياض الجنة اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات O my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, O Allah, you are Tawwab, O Allah, you are Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Karlam, Ya Zal Jalal, Ya Ikram. O my Allah, forgive us each and every sin of ours. O my Allah, we are drowning in sins. O Allah, with every part and every limb of our body, O Allah, we have committed sins. O my Kareem Allah, cleanse our eyes and purify our eyes. Grant us tawfiq and hidayah to exercise restraint and not to see the wrong things. O Allah, we've seen so many wrong things that have contaminated our iman and took away the spirituality and took away, O Allah, the sweetness of iman from our hearts. O Allah, look after our tongues, O Allah. Make our Islam, reform our life. O Allah, our tongues have put us into a lot of trouble, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, we have spoken so many evil things. O Allah, it is only a further and a grace and mercy that, O Allah, we continue speaking. O Allah, otherwise, You could have, O Allah, made us, O Allah, dumb that we could not even speak, O Makarim Allah. O Makarim Allah, with our ears, O Allah, we have heard all the wrong things. We have heard backbiting, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, we have heard gossiping. O Allah, we have filled our hearts and our minds with every form of filth and dirt. O Makarim Allah, you forgive us each and every sin of ours. O Allah, forgive the sins of our minds. Forgive the sins of our thoughts. O Makarim Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours. Forgive the sins of our mothers. Forgive the sins of our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, our elderly people. Oh my Kareem Allah, forgive the people of our community and society. Forgive the people of our country. Forgive the people of the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, grant every one of us tawbatan nasuha, sincere tawbah. Oh Allah, let us come to the realization that we have erred, we have wronged, oh my Kareem Allah. Allah, grant us tawfiq and hidayah to make our islah, to change, turn our lives around, oh my Kareem Allah. Oh Allah, make us nek and salih. Oh Allah, make us among the hadeen. Make us among the salihin. Oh Allah, make us among the muhtadeen. Make us among the rashideen. Oh my Kareem Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with your love and your muhabbat. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with your love and your muhabbat. Fill our hearts with your love and muhabbat. Oh Allah, remove the love of the dunya from our heart. Allah, remove the love of everything that become the barrier and obstacle, oh Allah, between us and you, oh my Kareem Allah. Oh Allah, grant us such love for you that, oh my Kareem Allah, that everything else become insignificant in our hearts and our mind. Oh Allah, grant a true love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us tawfiq and hidayah to practice on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Allah, among us those two people that are ill and sick, you grant them complete and mukammal shifa. Those people that are infected, O Makarim Allah, O Allah, you grant them complete, Ya Allah, shifa. O Allah, make it a means of cleansing of the guna and the sins. Those people that have passed away, Allah, you elevate the status. Put noor in the qabr and elevate the status, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, among us, those people that have health-related issues, Ya Allah, you remove the difficulty and the hardship. Those people that are having income-related issues, grant them halal, tayyib, rizq, O Makarim Allah. O Makarim Allah, those people that are having marriage-related problems, grant them sukoon, afiyat, khair, barakah, understanding, O Makarim Allah. Let the husband fulfill the hukuk of the wife. Let the wife fulfill the hukuk of the husband. Bring sukoon and afiyat, happiness and harmony and understanding in our home, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, those of us that are contending, Ya Allah, with our awlad, with our children, make our awlad nek and salih. Make them muttaqi and parizgar. Ya Allah, make them the coolness of our eyes. Keep our awlad away, O Allah, from drugs. Keep our awlad away, O Allah, from pornography. Keep them away from every form of evil. O Allah, those people that have children of marriageable age, O Allah, you grant them the most suitable, most compatible marriage partners, O Makarim Allah. Those of them that desire awlad, O Makarim Allah, you grant them awlad, O Makarim Allah. Oh Makarim Allah, those people are ill, grant them complete and mukammal shifa. Make it a mean of cleansing themselves, oh Makarim Allah, and a mean of getting closer to you, oh Makarim Allah. Grant every one of us husna khatima, O Makarim Allah. When the last moment comes for us to leave the dunya, Allah, let our heart be brimming, O Allah, with your love. Let our heart be filled with your love. O Allah, at that time, we are completely frustrated, and O Allah, we are completely tired of the dunya. O Allah, let us have the shauk and desire now to meet you. Allah, bring us to that stage, O Makarim Allah, that we only want you and we don't want anything, but we want you, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, we want to meet Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want to meet, O Allah, all the prophets. Oh Allah, we want to meet all the awliya. Ya Allah, you grant us true love for iman, O Makarim Allah. O Makarim Allah, save us from the punishment of the qabr. Allah, save us from the punishment of the qabr. Oh Allah, save us from those a'mal that leads to punishment of the qabr. Grant us tawfiq and hidayat, O Allah, to cleanse and purify ourselves. Oh Allah, can purify our tongues, O Allah, from gossiping, that is the means of punishment of the qabr. Save us and protect us from that, O Makarim Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah, Ya Allah, when we stand before you on the day of Qiyamah, you take asan hisab from us. Do not scrutinize us, oh my Kareem Allah. For if you have to scrutinize anyone, oh Allah, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, man nuqisha uzzib. Anybody that is scrutinized, most definitely that person will be punished, oh my Kareem Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah, you take asan hisab from us and make us among your fortunate slaves to whom you would say that enter into Jannah and into my paradise. Oh my Kareem Allah, take us in your rahmat and your mercy. Grant every one of us Jannah to fill those. Grant every one of us Jannah to feed those. Grant every one of us Jannah to feed those. Oh Allah, all the people that have passed away, Ya Allah, our parents, our near and dear ones, forgive everyone and grant everyone Jannah to feed those, O Makarim Allah. Oh Allah, accept our dua in the tufail of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali wa ashabi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.